In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So, my beloved, as we approaching the end of this year, the Coptic year, so the two Gospels, one of today, so the fourth today, the fourth Sunday of Messiah, it was from Mark 13, and next week, just one day before the new year, the new Coptic year, from Matthew 24, with the same message. With the same message that the time is coming, and as the occasion of the end of a year, the message is to be ready. And I thought that one of the important things for me to be ready is to clean up myself. So if we'll have an important person who's coming to visit us, if His Holiness today is praying in Sydney, so if we're in Sydney and they will tell us that He will visit us, we will make sure that our house is ready and clean and so on. So what you usually do, I mean, every day, but especially when someone important is coming. So repentance is the way for me to be ready. And eventually, this is the only way for me to be ready when He will come or when I will go. This is the way. So if we start with why repentance, so simply the first message of John the Baptist, as it was written in Matthew 3, in those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So this was the message of John the Baptist. And what our Lord Jesus Christ did, He continued John's message, as we can read in Matthew, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." So also in Mark, we can say, "Repent and believe the gospel." These were the two first words that our Lord Jesus Christ said when He heard that John had been put in prison. So this is the beginning of the preaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, repent. And this was the only message that we heard from St. John the Baptist, repent, simply because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why repentance? As St. Peter said in the second epistle, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." So St. Peter taught that repentance is the remedy to perishing. So He is coming, and the day of the Lord is coming, when everyone will take upon his deeds. So that's why we cry out in the liturgy saying, "According to your mercy, not according to my sins," because this day is coming and I need to be ready. So this what Saint Peter taught in his second epistle, to be ready, especially the Lord not wanting anyone to perish. So in order not to perish, we need to repent. So this is the way. As you know better than me, and I will not, I mean, say anything new today. Justin, at the Gospel, is repeating the message of repentance and to be ready. I am also repeating the same message that you know about repentance. So, as you know, repentance is a change of mind. Metanoia in Greek, so you change direction. Changing direction. So, while talking about the change in mind, the repentance in confession is not about listing my sins. So it's not I'm just in front of Christ in presence of the priest. I'm just listing my sins. I did so and so. The repentance means that I acknowledge them, I know them, and I already took step to change direction. If I'm going to this direction, metanoia, repentance is changing direction. This is the aim of repentance. And to understand what do I need to change my mind about, so it's to change my mind according to the Bible, is to agree with God that I am a lost sinner in the sight of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. As St. Paul wrote in Romans 3:10, there is none who does good, no, not one. So definitely repentance is to leave the sin that we had loved before and show that we are grieved by it, by doing it no more. It is very important to understand that I am sinner. And as St. John Chrysostom said, the church is an hospital, and each and every one from us, and especially myself, I am a sinner. I am here to be healed. So if you try to count how many times we say, Lord, have mercy, in the liturgy, you will fail. I mean, each one will have a different number. So this is the message, Lord, have mercy. I am here because I am a sinner. I acknowledge, as St. Paul said, that I am a sinner. There is none righteous. So if I feel in myself that, you know, this is not for me, I am old enough, I am young enough, or whatever reason, so I'm not in the right track. I'm not in the right preparation mood to be ready for going or him to come as we hear the message of the gospel. So I'll share with you some verses from the Bible, and in these verses we will find things that maybe I do, maybe I heard before, maybe I never heard before, doesn't matter. But I think these verses will gather the things that I am personally doing, and therefore if I am doing these things, so definitely I need to repent and confess. In Proverbs 6:16-19, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. So a list of things that maybe I'm doing, and maybe I don't know they are sins, but eventually they are. And I know each one of them, we can take hours to explain and to go through examples, but you know better than me how these things can be relevant to me. So I will leave it to you to contemplate, especially in the coming few minutes in the liturgy, to contemplate more about these verses. So Galatians 5:19-21, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, and the like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So if I have any of this, and I have personally many, so I need to repent in order to inherit the kingdom of God. So there are very, very simple things that maybe I face every day. So a jealousy. It's how I have this feeling maybe several times every day. I'm jealous from the other, from his look, from his success, whatever things I think this are important. And so you will find many examples of things that maybe I am doing without knowing. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. So again, another list that St. Paul is giving us to think about: if I am in one of these things that was mentioned, so I need to repent. Let now, Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. So how many times I'm saying words that hurting the other. And here is not simply saying the negative thing, that these words will not benefit the other. So it's not the negative, even the positive. I need to look to the positive thing. When I speak, I need to speak things that will benefit the other. So again, if I'm not doing this, as St. Paul saying, this is a sin, and I need to repent. 1 Corinthians 10:31, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all, do all to the glory of God. Again, if whenever I think of my daily life, anything I am doing, the car that brought me here, so did I thank God for his gifts? Did I thank God for the sun, the light, the church, my health, the tons of things that only in the past 2-3 hours I was showered with, the gifts that I was showered with. I mean, if I'm not doing this, again, as St. Paul said, I need to repent. I need to think about all these things. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So the message or the concept of my body being the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in me, and what I am doing with this body, what I am doing with my eyes, ears, tongue, feet, hands, what exactly I am doing with the gift and the Holy Spirit was in me, it's another question that we need to think about and accordingly to repent. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So if in another place St. Paul is saying that I am wearing Christ, so whatever things I am doing, I need to make sure that the word, the deed, I'm do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if I have this in my heart, in my mind, I think my life definitely would change. I think I will reach the true metanoia. Because sometimes I have this list, but I don't mean really to change my life. So do I need to repent? Yes, I need definitely to repent. And finally, what repentance is not? Repentance is not just sorrow. It's not just shedding tears while sitting on the front pew after coming to word to confess sins and wrongs committed or to render obedience to the gospel, especially the first time. First time I'm doing a sin, it comes with sorrow, with tears, and the second time a bit, third time less, and fourth time, okay, so let's move on to something else. So repentance is not just sorrow, and it is not just regret. As many people regret the evil they have done, or they regret that they were caught in the act of sinning. Some prisoners regret that they were caught, but have no regret for the crime they committed. So here we differentiate between my regret that because my sin is known, and my regret that I did the sin. So repentance is not just regret because my sin is known, but it should be I truly regret from my heart that I did this sin. So it's not just sorrow, it's not just regret, it's not just reformation. Many who have reformed their lives in many good ways have not repented. So sometimes reformation is not because I want to repent, but maybe because I want to be better in health, in front of people, or any other agenda I have, but it's not repentance. Repentance is not just fear. Being fearful does not guarantee obedience to God's commandments. So some will repent because I fear that from God, or some will repent because they need something from God. You know, I repent, I will pray, I'll come to the liturgy because I want this for myself, for my household, from the work, for the whatever list I always have in my pocket, in my mind. So repentance is not just fear. And finally, repentance is not just praying a prayer. Many people who have prayed for forgiveness have not repented. And definitely it is all of these. They are all together required. So this is our understanding of repentance, that a person must have godly sorrow, must regret that he sinned against God and others, who may suffer the consequences of the sins. And this is also something very true and very unfortunately hard. When I sin and I hurt someone, sometimes it takes a long time, or sometimes unfortunately will not happen, that the other will hear from what I did to him. And every time I am praying, I need to think about the others I know or I don't know, I hurt them. And I pray for their remedy. And I pray that also for their happiness. And even I pray that them, they forgive me what I did. So also he must fear and respect God. And he must show that fear and respect by doing all things according to divine, not human authority. So I always fear the human authority. I always fear the policeman in if I am speeding. But the least of my fear is God, and this is the wrong thing. I need to prioritize things correctly. He must earnestly pray to God for forgiveness and guidance and seek His grace and mercy by obeying the gospel. And how do I obey something I don't know anything about? In order to obey the gospel, I need to read the gospel. I need to understand the gospel. I need the gospel to be a part of my daily life. And he must be convicted, smitten in heart and mind, and humbled to the God's will, not his own. So sometimes I say to myself, you know, I have my fifth gospel, and we know that we have four, but I have my fifth one, my own one. I will do whatever things it seems fit to me, not according to the word of God. Or maybe I'm taking some words and I will put my own verses according to my own mind, and this is very dangerous, and this definitely is not repentance. Can conclude, my beloved, with some sayings from the fathers, to conclude with this topic of repentance. And I pray that I really will offer a true repentance. St. Moses the Black saying that I need to put myself and really to understand that I'm a sinner. Otherwise, my prayer will not be heard from God. So God, who knows the hearts and the minds, and deep inside me knows exactly the my heart, and knows if I am really in front of Him with a repented heart. So in order for my prayer to be heard, I need to put myself in the position of a sinner and to take the action of repentance. If I am wondering why my prayers sometimes are not heard, maybe this is a reason. There are many, but maybe this is one of the reasons. St. John Chrysostom is telling us what is happening before and after. So before the sin, Satan will come to me and definitely will tell me, you know, he's your father, he loves you, don't worry, you are weak, and he knows this. Even he did this sacrament of repentance, the confession, because he knows that you are going to sin, so go, enjoy, and sin, and then come back. So this is before. And after, Satan will do the opposite. How dare you are here at church, you are a sinner, go out, and then will push me in the way of no hope. So this is what St. John Chrysostom explaining, that I need to do the opposite. So before the sin, I need to remind myself that he is my father, and because I love him, I don't want to hurt him. And after the sin, I need to remind myself he is my father. I need to come back to him, and with true repentance, I will bow down with tears and ask for forgiveness. So we'll do the opposite what Satan will tell me to do. The Saint Pope Cyrilius VI is saying that God wants us to repent, and especially in the period of fasting, and especially the Wednesday and Friday. Emphasize on these 2 days, because they are lightly taken maybe among us. But Wednesday and Friday of the week are two milestones during the week that it will bring me back to the fasting, and for me, fasting is victory. Victory means repentance. So yes, it is important for me to fast, and as St. Pope Cyril is saying, that through this fasting time, we have this victory, and the victory means that I am living a life of repentance. So don't ignore the small things that the church is putting in my life, because this is definitely for my benefit. We'll conclude with what Pope Shenouda said about repentance. It is the beginning, and not only the beginning. It is a must for me till the end of my sojourn in this world. So it's not once happened in my life. It is an everyday act I need to do. Wherever I am, a priest, I am a bishop, I am a deacon, I'm a servant, I am old, I am young. The repentance is essential in every second of my life till the last breath. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, one Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, and one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. ascended to the heavens, he sits right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in glory to judge living and the dead. This kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped, glorified, spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess with baptism the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Επί επρόσευκης το θητεύ.